The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Morning Skate Show comes to you from Sharks Ice at San Jose. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks face off against the St. Louis Blues in an all-important game that opens up a six-game homestand at SAP Center. Drew, a lot of positive things happened during the course of the road trip. Not very good in Nashville. That was bad. Better in St. Louis with an overtime loss. Bad ending. And then a really solid victory against the Columbus Blue Jackets. A must-needed situation.
The Columbus game was the best game they played in about 2 weeks. And they did a lot of good things. The first line propelled them, which you need. For most of that road trip, for the three games, it was the second line, Wenberg's line, wherever, whatever line Wenberg was on, that got them going. It kept them going. Loved how Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Igor Chernyshov took over the game. But you had solid D against a team that plays very, very hard. And you had some major league key saves, especially at the end of the game after the Sharks took the lead.
Alex Nedeljkovic, a couple of spectacular stops indeed. Some early in the game too, but the second period, you got to hand it to Columbus. Their goaltender made 18 saves. The Sharks put on a tremendous amount of pressure, and it showed that they were in sync and on their game.
Well, when you look at Columbus, they are one of those teams that, and we talked to Rick Bowness before the game, they're a team that was very good defensively. That's the one thing that he came in and tightened up. And the five men in front of Jet Greaves and Elvis Merzlikins changed the way that they played. But when those goaltenders are called upon to make saves, they make saves. Tonight against St. Louis, it's going to be even tougher to score goals. This is a team that is 11-2-2 in their last 15. This is a team that has allowed 1.46 goals against in those 15 games, 22 goals in 15 games. And their penalty kill has, in the last 10 games, allowed goals in two games. That's it. It's going to be a game where the Sharks have got to find a way to get nasty and get to the net and score some greasy, grimy goals.
Well, they're getting that from certain players. By the way, I did want to point out that Colin Graf had 6 shots on goal in that game against the Blue Jackets. He and his line mates got things going. Kiefer Sherwood in his home state of Ohio, along with Alex Nedeljkovic, who's also from that state, had a pretty inspired performance. 6 hits, and we keep forgetting, he's among the leading body checkers in the entire National Hockey League.
Well, I don't know how we forget, because when you watch him on the way he plays, hey, good looking, how you doing? Hey.
Ryan Reeves walking by us.
Ryan Reeves. when you look at the way that Kiefer plays, Sharks need that. They need that guy. And they need to bring it tonight, because St. Louis, as we just saw, just experienced their physical team as well. This is a team that you're going to have to make sure you play as hard as they do physically. And so, Kiefer Sherwood, he loves that kind of play. Absolutely loves it. That's how he creates space. That's how he gets himself in the game. The guy never lacks intensity.
I want to stick with the Columbus game for just a second, because looking at the sheet, Zach Werenski played almost 31 minutes. It was far and away the most ice time of anybody. He was all over the ice. What do you say his chances are for being a good candidate for the Norris Trophy?
Well, he is. But, the whole problem with the Norris Trophy, and I've said this before, the problem with the Norris Trophy is that voters give it to the guy who scores the most points from the point.
So Evan Bouchard's going to get
it. Definitely going to get it. I have no doubt that Evan Bouchard will be the guy.
He wouldn't get my vote.
No, because he would. This is why you have a Rocket Richard trophy and an MVP trophy, is that you could have a Bobby Orr trophy, and that's the guy who gets the most points as a defenseman. Then you could have the Norris trophy for the best defenseman. But how would you quantify the best defenseman? How do you do that? Do you look at plus minus? Yes. Do you look at analytics? Yes. Do you look at the goals he scores? Yes. There's a lot of things you do. But you can, if you put some work in it, you could quantify it and make it that it makes some sense. We have the Vezina Trophy for the best goaltender, and we put all kinds of work into the analytics, his wins, his losses, his goals against, his save percentage, all of that.
And the eye test,
and where his team finishes. You could do the same thing for a defenseman. That's what bothers me about the Norris Trophy. It's always given to the guy who scores the most points. That's not really what the trophy was supposed to be for.
No, who is the best defenseman in the NHL? And by the way, this is all due respect to Evan Bouchard and the great season he's having. He is a great story. It is a team that thrives on what he does with the puck. And by the way, when you have the puck on your stick, the other team can't score. So in a sense, that's good defense. But it's not the complete meaning of what the Norris Trophy has always been all about. I would vote for Zach Werenski, among others, because of the defensive things that he does. He reminds me of a younger version of Scott Niedermayer, the way that he plays with his effortless skating style. But yet, there are a lot of great candidates. I mean, let's not forget about the kid playing in Denver named Cale Makar, who's having an amazing season.
Or the kid playing in Minnesota named Quinn Hughes.
Not bad.
I mean, you know, now we're going way off on a tangent. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the way that we pick awards sometimes, that one, more than anything, bothers me.
Well, let's stay on another tangent and talk about the way that they change coaches in the National Hockey League. We've got some news that John Tortorella, our very good friend, has been named the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm really sorry that the Sharks aren't playing Vegas now the rest of the year just because of this, because he makes things a little bit more interesting every time he's behind the bench. And I was a little surprised, I got to be honest with you.
A little surprised?
With the way it happens. In fact, I was stunned.
9 games left in the year. You're still in the playoff spot. Yeah, they've only won 4 or 5 games since the break. And 9 games left. The guy who helped win you a Stanley Cup in Bruce Cassidy gets torched, and in comes John Tortorella. Love the fact John's in. We both love John Tortorella. He's one of the best people you're ever going to meet in the league.
Without question.
Without a doubt. And I really want to know, what's the going rate for a 9-game contract? Because he's only got a contract to these. He didn't sign anything longer than this year. So I'm surprised, but this is what Vegas does. Vegas is a team that does not, they don't develop, they don't cultivate and grow. We're here right now, let's go. Since 2017, that's the way they have been. They haven't even been in the league for 10 years. This is their fourth coach they're on right now. Gallant, DeBoer, Cassidy, and now Tortorella. Those are great coaches, every single one of them. So it's surprising for sure. Michelle came out and showed it to me yesterday, and I went, no way.
That was AI. We thought it was an AI thing.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wasn't. So John's team was good. Now, the question is, what can you do in 9 games? The only time I can think of this being ever successful, or this even happening, was New Jersey Devils fire Robbie Fatorik. Larry Robinson takes over, takes them to the Stanley Cup, and they win it. In one of the best series against Dallas you're ever going to see. Now, I think the Rangers did it too, and then they lost in the first round.
And the Devils tried it another time when Lou went behind the bench, but that didn't work.
Yeah, Lou is not. They knew that was going to be trouble. The Larry Robinson one is the one that everybody's looking at going, well, it can be done. So it's going to be really interesting. How much can John Tortorella in 9 games put in the John Tortorella hockey? And I don't know how much he can. So how does he walk him through this?
Well, I think what the thinking probably is they're looking at what Rick Bowness did with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And he stepped in and got the team to play in a certain way. And, you know, we saw them play a pretty solid style of hockey all the way through until they lost to the Sharks last game. But maybe that's what they're thinking.
They're thinking of something. This kind of move does not happen without the owner going, we're going to make a change. In my opinion, it's again, my speculation only, is that I'm thinking that Mr. Foley just was saying, no, enough. I've seen enough. We're not finding our game anymore. We don't have that zip that we had in the first part of the year. And I think that Mr. Foley had, you know, you just don't make this change if you're the GM. That's a phone call that comes, I think, from above.
Probably right, but that's just speculation, as you know, because we're talking about it. Meanwhile, let's speculate about tonight's game against the St. Louis Blues. We're on the air at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time with all the action. Scott Hannon will be with me, and it should be an outstanding game. Two overtime games with this club. I think it's going to be a great contest, and we're looking forward to it, aren't we?
They got to get nitty-gritty dirty, Danny. It's going to be a really tough, hard game.
That's it for the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.